This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A U.S. House of Representatives committee will look into a news media report that the FBI investigated whether President Donald Trump has been working on behalf of Russia against U.S. interests. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Citing unnamed former law enforcement officials and others familiar with the investigation, the New York Times reports FBI agents and some top officials became suspicious of Donald Trump's ties to Russia during the 2016 presidential campaign. But they didn't launch an investigation at that time because they weren't sure how to approach such a sensitive and important probe. However, those sources say the president's behavior during May of 2017, specifically two instances in which he seemed to tie the FBI director's ousting to the Russia investigation, helped trigger a counterintelligence probe that examined whether Trump himself was a threat to national security. In a series of Saturday morning tweets, President Trump maintains the report is more evidence of what he calls the witch hunt against him. Ben Thomas, Washington.
One man who wants to take President Trump's job, Julian Castro, a 44-year-old Democrat from Texas, who was President Obama's housing chief, has officially announced his presidential bid. AP's Julie Walker has details.
I am a candidate for President of the United States of America.
Julian Castro, the grandson of a Mexican immigrant, made immigration a cornerstone of his presidential announcement in San Antonio, the town where he was once mayor and the town that lies less than 200 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border.
There is a crisis today. It's a crisis of leadership. Donald Trump has failed to uphold the values of our great nation.
Castro touted pre-K and health care for all and a Green New Deal. Yes. He says his first executive order as president would be to recommit the U.S. to the Paris Climate Accord. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's confident the United States and Turkey can agree on a way to protect Kurdish rebels in Syria after American troops leave. After speaking with Turkey's foreign minister, Pompeo says an agreement can be reached that would allow Turks to defend their country while leaving Kurds who don't pose a threat alone. The secretary says he's optimistic that Kurds who fought alongside U.S. forces against the Islamic State group in Syria won't be abandoned. Turkey considers many of Syria's Kurdish groups to be terrorists and has pledged to attack them. The runner-up in the Democratic Republic of Congo's presidential vote, Martin Fayulu, filed a fraud complaint on Saturday. As Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, Fayulu says that he won, not the candidate who is the provisional winner.
Fayulu says he won the December election by a landslide, with more than 60% of the vote. And that's what pre-election polls predicted, too. Instead, victory was handed to opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi. And there are fears the dispute could spark bloodshed. This was supposed to be a peaceful democratic transition, the first in the six decades since Democratic Republic of Congo became independent. Now, many are asking if Tshisekedi struck a backroom deal with outgoing president Joseph Kabila. Those suspicions were fueled on Saturday when Kabila's coalition won a majority in parliamentary elections, which will preserve his influence after he's gone. Tshisekedi's camp denies any such pact.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. French authorities said two firefighters and a Spanish woman were killed and 47 other people injured by a powerful explosion and fire apparently caused by a gas leak at a Paris bakery. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Firefighters pulled injured victims from windows and evacuated residents as smoke billowed over Rue de Trevis in the 9th arrondissement of north central Paris. The Paris prosecutor's office said that two firefighters have been killed in the bakery blast, correcting the overall figure of four dead given earlier by France's interior minister. Authorities said 10 people were in critical condition and 37 others less seriously injured. They also said around 200 firefighters and police were involved in the operation. I'm Zaria Shakli.
A young Saudi woman who fled her home out of fear for her life arrived in Toronto Saturday after being granted asylum by the Canadian government. 18-year-old Rahaf Mohamed Al-Kanoun had accused her family of abuse and had taken refuge in a Bangkok airport hotel until she was granted asylum. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.